Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today's topic is, how does overthinking affect you? And I'm asking you the question, does it or does it not? My name is Denise Thompson, and I used to be a perfectionist, overthinking everything all the time in case I could do it better. I love to say, what if I can improve here? What if I can improve there? What if I can make this better? What if? And I got stuck in problems I created for myself. Finally, I learned to say, if not now, then when? Or, what if I didn't do it? What would I be missing out on? Or how would I do a disservice to my friends or audience or family? And that actually put me in a totally different way of thinking, which makes it so much better. So it's rather interesting that as a child, I was taught I had to know the answer before speaking. And today I say, is this really true? And to find out whether or not it is true, I use my tool that I have called Stop Challenge Choose. Remember, when you stop and you take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control, then you challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are and ask yourself, even true? And only then do you choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And I love this. As I said many a times, I use this tool so often, each and every day, because I'm still far from perfect, even at my age with all my life experiences and skills and degrees and diplomas and certifications that I have. Who cares? It's my real life that matters. And so I want to go into that overthinking process and how we can actually make a change. So today it's actually okay to say, great question, let's find the answer together. Or, what do you think? Make them see if they can answer their own question. Or, what do we want to accomplish, or what do you want to accomplish when the answer is found? Or simply, wow, great question. I really don't know. Please give me, and then choose a time that fits in your time frame with everything that is going on. And for example, if it's something easy, I would say, please give me about 20 to 30 minutes to find out, and I'll get back to you and let you know. So this actually builds on trust, on integrity, on respect, instead of embellishing things and making, pretending to know everything and to be better than anybody else, when indeed people notice immediately whether or not you embellish, whether or not your words are the truth, your truth or the real truth. You know, because sometimes we think we're right and we are not. So let me give you some other examples. So stop overthinking. It's okay to not know all the answers. Are you overthinking everything you experience in your life? If yes, then you have hampered your peace of mind that weakens your consensus as well. Do you know overthinking is not just a habit, but a deficiency or illness that destroys the person's growth? It's not right to overthink every time about every incident that took place in your life. It is all right if you don't find answers sometimes and let it go for the sake of a peaceful life. Because overthinking not only demolishes your peaceful life, but also disturbs your heart and mind. And that's where you start getting sick. Because as you know by now, in the 6 years I've been hosting this show, Everything goes together. It's a full circle, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And when one is out of sorts, so are the others. So by overthinking and putting pressure on yourself, actually, you create illness within you. First of all, it could be mental illness. It can turn into physical illness because some doctors' reports that I read, and they're valid reports, they state that at least 80% of most illnesses are creating by having either a negative or poor mindset or just thinking negatively or not giving yourself credit for anything. So it is time that we take charge of our own lives and make them easier and better. So I did touch on embellishing a little bit, which is the key to overthinking. On the other hand, overthinkers are the person who exaggerates for everything in their life due to their habit of overthinking, and that leads to several misunderstandings. It is not important to always find the answers of energy question that comes to your mind, and sometimes you need to educate your mind to let go the question. Some questions are unanswerable, and it should be like that only if you unnecessarily speculate the same. You will get disturbed. So if you want to retain your mind stability, don't overthink any situation and just walk with the flow. However, life becomes like a puzzle that you could not be able to solve if you consistently think over any incident. So rather than making several guesses in your life, you should either investigate the matter or do something to sort out the things. Because overthinking is not the right solution for any problem. It could never be the right key to unlock your issues. You need to favor the challenges, rather overthink the same. To make your life peaceful, you need to stop overthinking every matter it comes up, and you try to solve it out. Wow, pretty tough stuff there, huh? And it is so true. Don't make it an addiction. Overthinking can be an addiction. It says no person wishes to disturb its peace, but its unwarranted habits make it life a nightmare when it suffers a lot. So try to correct your habits and let your life a beautiful place where you can live peacefully. The most important aspect nowadays after this pandemic situation is a peace that is realized by every next person, and you would only feel it when you stop overthinking for any event, person, object, or otherwise. And then, of course, you could lose the ability to negotiate. Wow. It might be possible that you witnessed something strange in your life, but that doesn't mean that you start feeling over and above the sky for it. The very right phrase correctly suited here is if something happens as per your wish, it's good. But if it's not, then it's, wow, that's cool. Let me read that again. That sentence made a lot of sense. The very right phrase correctly suited here is if something happens as per your wish, it's good. But it's not, then, but if it's not, then it's better. Because it's God's protection. So don't ask or search for answers every time and have faith in yourself. If you stay peaceful and calm in your life, you can negotiate for anything that comes up to you. Wow, I just had an aha moment. I got stuck somewhere in following a course so I can actually create a wonderful course that I want to teach in stress reduction. And I've been standing in my own way with so many what ifs. And now, just having read that twice, I can move on. That is so cool. I hope you get some aha moments out of this too. Room of disease. Overthinking welcomes disturbance in your life that creates distress and confusion in your life when you could not find the answer to the question you are overthinking. So don't let your peace of mind disturb due to unnecessary reckoning for any event or many would like to take place. Indeed, if you consistently overthink related to anything in your life, it leads to major diseases to your body, such as a migraine, stress, headaches, anxiety, nervousness, hypertension, and a lot more. And you just heard some of these diseases it can cause. What do you do when you get a migraine? Well, if you don't know at the beginning what it is and you don't know how to handle it, you go to the doctor. What does the doctor do? Prescribe medication or do a few tests first, prescribe medication, and then send you home to relax. But those things have already taken time. They already cost you money, and they might even put more stress on you. So why not just let go of it? Why not do our bodies, our minds more harm than we have to? You know, it's better to just, I'm not saying haphazardly or happy-go-lucky, but I'm saying live in balance. That is so important. Conserve your health and peace. Overthinking is a house to several disorders. So if you wish to protect and conserve your health, then stop overthinking. Instead, think for it. To live a healthy life, the most important part is to stay healthy and fit not only physically but mentally as well. Until and unless you are psychologically fit, you won't be able to live a peaceful and healthy life. Ultimately, it will confine your growth as well as progress. So don't give rise to useless thoughts and think to the extent it requires. Yet, overthinking always reproduces such hormones within you that lead to disorder and give rise to syndromes and of harmful disease. And there again, as I said, it causes stress. Stress causes inflammation. Inflammation rises the cortisol level. And when that's happening, you start gaining weight and having high blood pressure and not feeling good. And the devil's circle is back in full swing again. So let's take control. Let's use the tool that I'm mentioning over and over again, that Stop Challenge Choose. And, I mean, you can use it. I give you permission to use it. It is so powerful when you use it correctly. So that's what I wanted to say. And then there is a suggestion. Don't move to a virtual world, which we actually have been pretty much for the last 20 months. Some things are still personal, but not too many. The family that you live with is personal, but you probably didn't go to too many places. Depending on your work, you probably didn't have to go to the office. You worked from home, all these things. But let's not make it a habit that everything is virtual. Don't you find it interesting that while overthinking any situation, you start feeling a headache? And if you still ponder on the same issue, you will suffer from a severe headache. Overthinking puts a lot of force and pressure on your nervous system, due to which a person loses its ability to think appropriately for any issue. Consequently of which, on its extreme level, a person starts perceiving fictional and unreal things in their lives that take the person to a virtual world. In such a world, it possesses its thoughts, likes, dislikes, opinions, perception, probabilities about everything it pertains to. So don't over-examine anything. So that's about the most important part, that we actually need to, you know, take charge and do what's best for us and not what others want us to do. And some of the information that I got here was from alphawiser.com, stop overthinking. It's okay to not know all the answers. It was printed on July 4th, 2021. So it's a very recent article that I just got. So how can we make some changes for us? And how can we improve our health rather than stressing? First of all, my little stress reduction book can help you with that. It's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. Or if you want to make it easier and much faster, just go to Amazon.com, put in the URL Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, and it will pop right up, so you don't have to remember a long title. You can check it out. It's actually quite inexpensive, but it has some wonderful little chapters in there for almost no investment whatsoever. I tried to make it so everybody could actually use it and follow it. Now, if you have money at your discretion and you want to do more, please elaborate on it. But if you want to take it simple and just easy steps to reduce the stress and to stop overthinking and stuff like that, then that's good. That book is definitely at the right price range and very easily affordable. Another thing is, in order for you to figure out if you're stressing a lot, how your mental health and your physical health and your financial health is, I offer you a free health goal strategy session where I talk with you one-on-one over the internet. Of course, telephone or Zoom call is best. And we go through that process to see where do you need help? Am I the right person to help you? Or do you need to find somebody else? But at least you know then where you need help. And I would love to do that. Another gift that I provide is a healthy e-newsletter, that means email newsletter, where I have a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other valuable health information in there. It's usually about a page or so. It's not super long because people nowadays don't have that much time to read, so I want it condensed to the point and with value. So if you choose to get one or the other or both, please send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net, and it's in the transcript below, so you can just highlight it, copy and paste it into the URL, and send me an email. Though do make sure that the first three letters in your subject heading are capitalized, BTR, for Block Talk Radio. That helps me pull it out of the spam folder and respond to you, because all first emails go into the spam folder. So if you have any questions, comments, would like to be on my show, have something to contribute, please send me an email. But again, make sure the first three letters are BTR capitalized, and then you can say behind what you want to share with me, so I kind of know how much time I need to put aside to look at the email, because I want to do you justice. I don't want to just be superficial. I want to really give you value for whatever we do. And now I think I'm going to read you a couple poems. I Googled poems about overthinking, and I couldn't believe how many popped up. And this one here really seems to hit the spot for me. It says, overthinking. Overthinking is my enemy. It leads me to complete insanity, a self-pity made up of an inquisitive anatomy. What if? The two words that spiral me into a frenzy, a psychological tornado not even my friends see. My zoned out face says I'm out of it, but I'm too deep into it. My predicament suggests mental breakdown is imminent. Dead memories get brought back to mind. If history is in my head, I know I'm looking for it everywhere like Waldo, but I jump to crazy conclusions, spurt by past lies and illusions. Then comes the true false confusion. I think it's reality that I'm losing. Is this the real answer? Or is it a trick card? Anger spreads like cancer. Because it shouldn't be this hard, my brain is pleading in exasperation. Please stop reading into my situation. Except I can't. I'm an addict of my thoughts, and I'll never go to rehabilitation. I'm a full-time astronaut, and my head is a space station floating far from physical being. My mental makes me confront my feelings. Yeah. I thought that was pretty darn good. Let's see if I find another one that's really hitting the spot. Let's see what this one is. Flooded mind. The most incredible part, the mind, always flooded with thoughts that doesn't mind. Hell yes, it's overflowing with mixed thoughts, mixed emotions, mixed feelings, indecisiveness, and whatnot. The most creative part, the mind, always flooded with thoughts that you will never mind. Hell yes, it's overthinking with a pinch of pessimism, with no idea about the possibilities of optimism. And even worse, the most dynamic part, the mind, always busy with thoughts which will never matter. Hell yes, it's overanalyzing with fluff of negativeness, with no ray of hope about the beautiful tomorrow and bliss. The most incredible part, the mind, always stuck up in above ways when depressed. Hell yes, it's over-anxiousness that makes it more miserable, throwing you into a deep trench with tunes load above you. The most creative part, the mind, permanent. Even the biggest problems, toughest challenges, miserable circumstances are eager to pass, and you realize when they passed. The most dynamic part, the mind, always runs, processes thoughts in one or another way. Life needs not to be necessarily always in the way you wanted your life to be. It's all you who should be strong and choose how you want to feel life like. That's by Sri Priya Yongoni. Wow. Quite interesting. So there are so many poems out there. You, as I said, just Google poems about overthinking and you get a slew of them. Let me see if I find just one more that's not. Oh, To My Dear and Loving Husband by Anne Bradstreet. If ever two were one, then surely we. If ever man were loved by wife, then thee. If ever wife was happy in a man, compare with me, ye women, if you can. I prize thy love more than whole mines of gold, or all the riches that the east doth hold. My love is such that rivers cannot quench, nor aught be but love from thee give recompense. Thy love is such I can no way repay the heaven's reward, thee manifold, I pray. Then while we live in love, let's so persevere that when we live no more, we may live ever. Interesting. Yeah, there's so many different ones. But again, the choice is yours. I just wanted to give you an idea. And the last one I'm going to read is I am love, laughter, hope. I care very much about my friends and family. Honesty is important to me. Fairness is important to me. Trust is important to me. Having fun is a good thing. Overthinking is bad, but can help you to realize things. Summer is approaching. The days are getting longer. People need to enjoy themselves. I am. So that's pretty awesome, too, because we need to know we are powerful above and beyond what we give ourselves credit for. And our mind is so powerful. And I mentioned that a few years ago, that mind that is not trained, rewired to be positive can create so much illness. I had a family member who suffered from those things. And whenever anything was out of the ordinary, I mean, it could have been the most perfect day, or it could have been the most horrible day. The body did not know the difference, or the mind did not know the difference. It's just that it's different, and it shut down, and the person went paralyzed. And it was not that there was anything really wrong except in the mind. So the mind had to be rewired, and it hasn't happened in probably 12 years, 13 years. So we know that it was the mind that caused the paralysis. And we say sometimes, oh, are you paralyzed with fear? Don't do that. Let's not overthink. Let's not be fearful. Let's not stress out. Let's make the most out of each and every day. Be happy. I will talk to you next week again. Until then, take care of yourselves and think about this. Overthinking does not really serve us. I love you all. Talk to you next week and have a fabulous day.